Hi, everyone. I'm Austin Kim with these top stories on Newsy. It is a big day for President Biden as he prepares to give his first address to a joint session of Congress. Newsy's Alex Miller is in Washington, D.C. Alex, what is the president expected to talk about in tonight's speech?
Well, look, Austin, they say that they are going to be preparing for this speech just as if it were any other address, but everything is going to be different. There's going to be fewer members in the chamber due to COVID restrictions. There are going to be no guests, higher security. But they are planning to unveil basically part two of their economic proposal. It's called the American Families Plan. It's about $1.8 trillion, and it touches on a huge host of issues, things that have been issues, frankly, for quite some time, but have not gotten the attention and really were exacerbated during the pandemic. I'm talking about free childhood education for 3 and 4 year olds, 2 years of free community college. They're proposing monthly payments for parents and aid for childcare. A lot of parents had issues, obviously, during the pandemic getting their children childcare so they could work. And then more medical leave, reducing health care premiums. So there's just a lot to focus on tonight.
All right, yeah, definitely a lot to keep track of. Alex Miller in D.C. for us. Thank you so much, Alex. And you can join Newsy for extended live coverage of the president's address and the Republican response. Our politics team will bring you the top lines without the spin. Our special coverage begins on Newsy tonight with Chance Seals at 7 Eastern. All right, turning now to some other headlines we're watching. Police in Northern California released body cam footage that showed officers pinning a man to the ground for 5 minutes before he died. And we have to warn our viewers, some may find this video disturbing. Officers from the Alameda Police Department spoke with Mario Gonzalez at a park on April 19th. The police say they got 911 calls alleging Gonzalez was drunk in the park. Officers tried to arrest him, but he resisted, and there was a struggle as he was taken to the ground. Gonzalez's family says the officers used excessive force. And a Chicago police oversight agency is expected to release the body camera video of the fatal police shooting of Anthony Alvarez. His family saw the video last night, and they say the 22-year-old was walking away from officers when he was shot last month. Police say Alvarez had a gun, but did not say whether he fired it or raised it toward officers. A lawyer for the family says Alvarez can be heard on the video asking why he was shot. And India is now the fourth country to surpass 200,000 COVID-19 deaths. The government reported nearly 3,300 deaths today, but the overall death toll could actually be higher. It also reported more than 362,000 COVID cases in 24 hours, a new global record. The latest spike has overwhelmed the healthcare systems in the country, with oxygen supplies running out.